The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes and facts and fun. We want to share with you some really good people doing good business and good things. Today's guests were on my radio show back in 2005, so it was really wonderful to reconnect with them. And I know you're going to enjoy the information that they're going to provide today. So I'd like you to meet the Reverend Nicole Sebastian and Michael Sebastian with Divine Guidance Institute, where they're teaching you how to know with dreams, signs, and intuition. They are the Dream Team Celebrity Therapists. They're going to teach you about the Trust Yourself System. So how are you both today?
Doing wonderful, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
Great, Michelle. Hey, thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. It's been a while, so I'm sure that there's quite a few things that you could share with everybody. Let's start with how you met and some information on a specific technique.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is, and how the whole trust yourself methodology came about, is that Michael and I actually met in a dream 27 years ago, prior to meeting in the physical. And actually, Michael had the dream first, so I'm going to turn it over to him.
Yeah, when I was teaching as a sociologist, as a matter of fact, in Texas, I had a dream of meeting a girl, and her name was Nicole, and had blonde hair and brown eyes. Flash forward 5 years, I'm still teaching sociology at the university, and who walks into my class but a dream girl, and it was Nicole, the exact girl in the dream. And I had, at the time, luckily, I had journaled the actual details of the dream. So it was a turning point in my life. I realized I could use my dreams to get a snapshot of the future. And we're going to share a few of those things today with your people, because it's a really great tool for improving your life and getting that snapshot before it actually happens.
Are the dreams, I don't want to say predicting the future, but it's almost like your intuition, and I'm assuming this is relating to the universe and spirituality of some sort. You're just jumping on the track that's already been established. It's almost like you're paying attention and catching up to what's already been planned out. Is it something similar to that?
Yes. The good part about it is it also serves as a warning device. So, because we have free will, okay? Everyone has free will, but you also have destiny. You know, destiny is what you're born with. Free will is what you make of it. So you can make good choices and poor choices, but if you pay attention to your gut, your intuition, dreams, and signs or synchronicities, you will be led perfectly down the course that was designed for you. And with a dream, let's say you do have a dream, and let's say, you know, I had a client that had a dream she was going to get a DUI. Well, she didn't pay attention to the dream, and she actually ended up in the jail cell. that she was in the dream, in the physical. And this is back when I lived in Phoenix. I used to do the DUI courses. So they serve as a warning in that way. So there is destiny, but there is free will. And in between is the perfect divine course for each person.
Most people are going to say, well, I can't remember my dreams, which is a good reason to share the hue with them. Because if you can't remember your dreams, just here's a quick technique. And it's an ancient word, H-U, two letters, hue. And it's pronounced like the name Hugh, H-U-G-H, Hugh, or H-U-E, Hugh. When you lay down to go to sleep for a minute or two, you simply hue. It goes like Hugh, H-U, Hugh. And it uses resonance or vibration to literally tune you in to the dream channel. It's just like taking your remote for your TV. And when you hue, it puts you in a different vibratory frequency. So when you wake up, you will remember your dreams. It's really that simple. The proof's in the pudding. And just hue just before you go to sleep, and it'll tap you into your dreams. And then when you wake up, you can jot those dreams down, journal them, because we forget them very, very quickly. By the end of the day, you can't remember what that dream was. So by journaling them, we can go back and review them, and that way we have a roadmap, a guide, a snapshot of which way to go in our life and what's the best road to take. It's really that simple.
But you don't have to do it for a long period of time. It's almost like you're turning on that switch. So it's something simple, quick. It's not like you're meditating for 15 or 20 minutes or something like that that maybe people won't do because they say, oh, it's too much work. I'm like, no, you just gotta say for like three seconds and then fall asleep. Okay.
Yeah, you do a couple hues before you go to sleep. Again, you inhale and hue on the exhale, and the hue comes from the word human. The word human actually means God within man. In other words, the word hue is a sacred ancient name for God. It's in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's also in 14 different world religions and their sacred book. In doing our research of the word hue, you know, we found it, the Freemasons, that's their secret word.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible, the Hebrew version of the Bible, which was, you know, it was Hebrew before it was in English, the Kabbalah, the Quran, etc. So the hue, we found, it's the one word for God that crosses over all of the divisions, if you will, of the different religions and whatnot.
We're authors, and we wrote a book, One Step Solution, Just Say Hue. And it's all about the history of the hue. And even all the way back to the ancient Egyptians and the Sphinx, the ancient Egyptians used to literally gather thousands of them at the Sphinx at sunset and hue till sunrise, 12-hour hue chant, hue. And at the time, before it was called the Sphinx was named Hue, H-U. And the Greeks came in and took over, and they didn't know what it was, so they called it Sphinx, which means unknown or riddle. But before that, it was the hue, and that's part of the history of the hue. But once again, it's a simple technique. You can do it all day long. You can do it silently, or you can do it softly like hue, and you'll feel the difference. As soon as you do it, it settles the mind down. It puts you in the zone, and it's good for... Oh, you can use it. We use it with we're therapists, and we use it with our clients. And we get a lot of clients with anxiety, depression, the usual suicidal ideation for some veterans we work with. And within minutes, it puts them in a different spot, and it does away with those negative vibrations.
So it's a little bit more versatile than just doing it before you go to sleep to get that switch turned on. Sounds like it's a calming technique to be used just during the day.
Absolutely. You know, I actually call it the universal panacea for all that ails you. And indeed, I mean, if there was a magic bullet, this would be it. And I know it sounds ridiculous because a lot of things are touted as such. But no, actually, this is the one thing. And in doing it myself for several decades and in sharing it with the clients, for decades as well, you know, it just is. And so that's why we definitely wanted to share that with your listeners Because if they go home with nothing else, take nothing else away from the show, you know, if they could go hue, they will feel the difference. They will know within, not because we told them so, but because you can feel it. So.
Well, at that point, it's like they have, A, you have nothing to lose. You didn't have to pop anything in your mouth or drink something or, God forbid, exercise, right? And
right.
It didn't cost you any money, so why not give it a try? And if it works, whoa. But, I mean, if your life is so amazingly awesome, which I don't know one person that could honestly tell me that, well, then don't do it. Don't do it. You know, just go do it. Whatever you're doing, you're the best. So you go ahead and do that. But anybody else, you have nothing to lose. Just give it a try and see what happens. Okay, so now that they've done this, just say at night, and then they wake up and you're remembering the dreams, what do you do with that information so you can help yourself make some correct decisions or at least pay a little bit more attention?
Well, actually, we recommend that you keep a notebook next to the bed, okay? And, or even, you know, record it on your telephone, you know, your cell phone. When you wake up, you don't jump out of bed and go to the bathroom. You don't think about everything you've got to do that day, because if you do, you will lose any dream recall that you might have had. So you need to lay there for a moment and intend to recall what dreams you've had. And then jot them down, or again, talk into the cell phone, you know, what have you. And then go about your day, okay, because we're pretty busy, everyone's busy, and you got to get up and get things rolling. But as long as you've got it jotted down, that's the key. Then you go about your day. Then when you come home later on is when you interpret your dreams, if you will, to discern and extract the actual messages coming from the dream. And we call that dream tracking. And to interpret a dream, it's real simple. And I'm going to give it to you real quick because I know, you know, you got to go. But here we go. Dream dictionaries are no good. They say, you know, if you dream of water and I dream of water and it's about spiritual cleansing, well, maybe you love scuba diving and maybe I almost drowned a month ago. Water's going to mean
you are funny.
Water's going to mean fear for me, and it's going to mean something enjoyable for you. So, okay, that being said, the key to interpret a dream is with a symbol, you ask yourself, what does this symbol mean to me? It's like quick word association. And that is exactly what that symbol would mean to you. Like, in other words, the other day, a client had a dream. She had a pair of flip-flop, you know, flip-flop sandals.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was wondering what diet to do, and we were in session and this sort of thing, and she mentioned her dream, and she had a pair of flip-flop sandals on a table in a restaurant, and that was the dream. And well, in working with dreams, the message was simple. It was to quit flip-flopping between what diet to choose from, make a choice, pick one, and go forward. So dreams sometimes are that literal. They'll like flip-flops. Well, that means quit flip-flopping between two choices. Then sometimes they need to be interpreted. Like death doesn't mean you're going to die tomorrow. Death typically means death of something old, an old habitual way of being, thinking, acting, an old habit. Get rid of it and start something new. So that kind of gives your listeners an idea of how the symbols work. Then the key is, what was on my mind yesterday? What's going on in my life now? Because that's going to clue you in to exactly what your dream message is referring to.
You know, it's like you said, you just got to pay attention. All that energy and all of the information is there. We just choose to, or we don't even know. So, I mean, how many people have heard of Hue? There's probably not that many. And what a great tool that is in order to help yourself either fix or get to the next level or whatever it may be. You have so much information that I would love to have you back on for a longer show where we can really dive into some of the other techniques and some of the ways that you analyze. And if you're willing to come back on, I think that would be amazing.
Oh, absolutely. You just let us know and we will be glad to come out.
Love to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be perfect. So why don't you give your contact information, websites, a little information about the books. I'll just let you guys take over from here.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. All right. We can be found on trustyourselfsystem.com or divineguidanceinstitute.org. send us an email, you know, visit through the website. It's also a nonprofit, so people can make donations. If they make donations, they receive our books, they receive therapy sessions, all kinds of things come with donating. We also have 4 books: Trust Yourself, Master Your Dreams, Master Your Destiny, One Step Solution, Just Say Hugh, Sociology of Soul, and The Ancient Way of Knowing, the Trust Yourself System. So they can go to the website, check us out. We're on Facebook, you know, the typical places. And, hey, thanks again.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. I'm glad that we were able to reconnect. We'll get everything coordinated to have you back on the show. And I'm going to try that tonight and tomorrow, and then I'm going to give some feedback. So I'm excited to try to document this little journey.
Yeah,
and
send us an email, please.
I will. And I appreciate you sharing that because it's nothing like a testimonial, you know?
Absolutely. All right, Michelle, well, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. It was great to connect. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to another episode of Everything Home, our summer small biz showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun and talk about some good people doing good business and good things. The Reverend Nicole Sebastian and Michael Sebastian with the Divine Guidance Institute, they gave us some information that we could do as a perfect takeaway on maybe making another change. Wow. All of their information, contact information, website's going to be listed on our website. Their show's going to be on there too. Very easy to just click on the banner and boom, you can get into the show, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. Well, I encourage you to check it out and start to begin using it as a resource. I mean, all the information's free. It's on demand. You can access it whenever you want. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, and Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM. And a show that we had that aired on Friday, it's actually featured as a trending episode on Player FM yesterday. So we've got some great guests and some great content. So please check it out. Again, I appreciate you listening to another episode of Everything Home, where we're talking about life, stuff, and balance. And this was our Summer Small Biz Showcase series. Make it a great day, everybody.